and welcome you to the meeting, a very important meeting, where we are going to be meeting on a very concerning subject, the whole issue of the meeting. Their parents, and also affecting them with the prospect of unemployment. We all know that in South Africa there is a problem of unemployment of youth. Now, if as a government we are failing our own children in terms of not being able to certificate them timely for them to be able to secure jobs based on the qualification they get from the TVET colleges, it just exacerbates the problem. So this is going to be our subject of discussion amongst many other issues that members may wish to raise with regards to the governance of TVET colleges, administrative issues, infrastructural issues. Those are just the peripheral issues for the process of today's discussion. The discussion is going to be focused on the certification processes and how we can assist in ensuring that we unlock this problem. It is a huge problem. We have been given information that gives us a picture in each and every province as to what the challenges are in this regard. And we are going to be focusing on that because we represent the provinces as we sit here. We've got an interest to know what is actually happening in our provinces. I am Mama Zwane, the chairperson of education and recreation, which also does include higher education and training. I will then allow the members to introduce themselves and SACCO to introduce themselves so that we know exactly who is the chairperson, who is the secretary, how your structure is formed. The Department of Higher Education is also represented here, and all the officials, support staff from Parliament, we each are going to be introducing ourselves. I'm representing KwaZulu-Natal, the mighty province of KwaZulu-Natal. I will then allow members to introduce themselves.
Mogreni ngiphinde kasamka okumele iphondo lempuma kodoni ikhaya lengwali olilungu lale komiti inkosi.
Good morning. My name is Delisile Gangwenya. I represent the province of Gauteng. I'm a member of this committee. Thank you.
Good morning. Chris Oteng, Northwest Province.
Thanks, Chair. Greetings. My name is Ndumuhle Kaula. I represent the Kingdom of KwaZulu.
When you say Kingdom, they think of his seat, and then they need to make their representative the King of the Revelation.
Hello, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to call it.
All right, can you please introduce yourselves?
Good morning. I'm Helen Managedi Njaki. I'm the president of SACCO. At the same time, the president of Ekurhuleni Lowest College in Gauteng.
Good morning, chairperson and members. My name is Sam Zungu. My daily job, I'm the principal of Umfolozi the TVET College in KwaZulu-Natal. I'm the general secretary of SACCO.
Good morning. My name is Sanel Mlotjwa. I'm the principal of Majuba TVET College in Newcastle, KwaZulu-Natal, and the deputy president of SACCO.
My name is Marusi Daniel Ramaroka. I'm the acting chief director of exams, national exams. TVET.
morning, chairperson and members. My name is Justice Molafo. I wish I could say from principal from Mopani, Capricorn, but I'm from Parliament Communications.
Good morning. My name is Mary Jane from Independent Media.
Good morning. Linda Stokley is my name, a researcher for this committee. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Susa France, the committee assistant of the committee. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Lindum Zikomle. I'm a credit advisor for the committee. Thank you very much.
Good morning. My name is Melutan Raskata. I'm the committee secretary. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Tamar Khan from Business Day newspaper.
Good morning. I'm Luella France, the PLO in the Ministry of Higher Education.
Good morning, Lady Chair, honourable members and colleagues. My name is Siyanda Pali and I am with TMG. I'm a monitor.
Kanye Pavaka, monitor from TMG too.
My name is Shawong Ngivi. I'm the senior monitor at PMG. Thank you.
Thank you. We now all, you know, one another. We are going to proceed. Before the presentation, let me allow the president or your delegated representation to actually give us the opening remarks, give us the background, after which I will also request the head to say something. Then you can embark on the presentation. Thank you. Let me hand over to you now.
Thank you, madam. I don't know how to address it. Please bear with me. How do we address it? Nevertheless, in my presentation, I had some introduction and some background. But I appreciate this moment because it will make my presentation quite easy. To say the issue of certification has been coming a long way. If one may say it, to worsen the matter up, it started when we introducing the NCV, the National Certificate Vocational, which was a new program in the TVET sector. It started in 2006 with an indication that it has to produce results. I'm a certificate every year, and unfortunately that was never realized. Which were to be produced by UMALUSI through the Department of Higher Education. Then it was Department of Education which became Department of Higher Education. And if one have to say that, you know, if you look at the white paper, it talks of challenges that TVET colleges have, from management issues, underqualified lecturers, infrastructure funding. So the biggest problem we are worried about is if certification is adding on that, it makes matters very difficult in that. It later then was added by problems with the NATO, if one may say, report 191, which added so much to the problem. So I'm just going to talk on that little and later I'll do the presentation. I think one of the questions that we were asking was, you know, if you look at NCV as a qualification, industry and everybody, including universities, have been doubting the qualification. So it becomes worse if that qualification cannot even produce a certificate, you know, at the end of it. It worsens the matter. We had a number of meetings with the department, including the then minister, who was also having a concern. One of the questions we asked was, maybe we need to go out of the Department of Higher Education and look at other departments, how they are able to produce their certificate, and within a shortest time frame. I mean, you look at Home Affairs, if I may quote, they can produce a death certificate in a day or two. How are they able? What kind of system are they using, which we are unable to do that? They are able to produce a birth, a death, and all the kinds of certificates within a short turnaround time. And after that discussion, it seemed to be better, but there are still old matters. I mean, we tend to deal with the present and forget that there are still underlying things. For instance, if we deal with 2017 certificates, what happens to the 2030, the 2007, and the 2009? I mean, I know of students who finished MCV, went to universities, completed 3 years at universities without having that MCV certificate, and could not graduate because of it. So we had to fight for them to graduate, or for them to get a certificate to graduate. I would say this is a serious challenge, and as principals, as colleges, we are prepared to assist the department if we understand the problem and work together on the problem so that we clean the system. And after cleaning the system, we are able to produce it. Certificate within a short space.
Department of Higher Education and Training. I wish CETA was also here to give explanation to some of the issues, but I want to believe that maybe you will be in a position maybe to talk and actually give us information as to what have you discussed and how are you resolving this critical problem.
Yeah, thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I must acknowledge that the issue of certifications has been a challenge over a number of years, and it has been an area of intense constant contestation between the department, CETA, and Umalusi. But we have worked on a project to try and resolve it. I think last year, January, the whole of last year, we had weekly meetings with the three, and I think we've resolved almost all the NCV backlog. And I think that one of the problems has been an outdated system of CETA that was designed to produce the results for those students who qualify to get a certificate and is not able to consolidate those students who fail two subjects and require two more subjects in the next exam to be able to get a certificate. That's the weakness of this system, and that particular backlog accumulates. But the strength of the system, even now, because this problem has been there, if students, for example, 100 students sit for the exam and 70 pass, they qualify to get a full certificate. They will get, or they will all get certificate within 3 months. The challenge is those that failed, and they have to repeat, and the system originally is not able to reconcile the information across exam cycles. But over the years, that group accumulates into a backlog, but that has been resolved for NCV. The challenge has been related. We've been struggling. We're still struggling with CETA now. They've developed the program, but we continue to have bi-weekly meetings with them. But I will respond later in terms of other issues that will emerge in terms of moving forward in order to solve this particular issue once and for all.
No, thank you. We are going to be deliberating further during the question time, because much as you say that there are solutions, they are not covering all the areas, because there are issues of subject certificates, there are issues of students that studied in 2007 that have not been certificated up to this moment. The information is actually given per province. So members are going to be able to probe you based on what you have inside of them.
Okay.
Let me then get back to you, ma'am, to start the presentation.
Okay. Honorable members, I also need to make it a point that this presentation was given to the Department of Higher Education in July. Dr. Ramuraka is aware of it. It's not a new information. He has it together with the documentations that we were just giving out. We shared with them on their request a month ago. So with an understanding that they will go through it and so that they can reconcile whatever they think they have done and what is happening on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the presentation I'm going to make. The Department of Higher Education and Training is quite aware of it. Yes. The first picture, okay, this is what I actually thought my presentation will be touching on. The first picture is nothing else, just an indication that colleges had a number of strikes all over the country, more than once over the matter of non-certification. As I said in my opening to say, the white paper cites a lot of problems within colleges, and there was also a general agreement in the TVET sector that the establishment of DHET has helped refocus and reposition colleges. We however, say that the department has done a lot for TVET colleges, that we need to acknowledge that they were able to reposition us and recreate and put a better image on colleges. But there are still a few underlying factors, and one of them is certification. We also wanted to cite the news flash that a media statement that was issued by the department after a meeting we had with them, talking to say the department and CETA were able to sit with Omar Lucy and deal with matters of certification, and they actually said to allege that 250,000 certificates had been administered and cleared by Omar Lucy, and furthermore they actually said all the November 2016 college examination results have been certified. They promised that the backlog and current certificates have been dispatched to colleges. They then sent students to colleges and actually talked to principals about their certificates. Unfortunately, some of these things were not a reality on the ground. We are still sitting with it as we are speaking. In my presentation, or in our presentation, we cited a few provinces and a few colleges. In the booklet, you can actually see it's more than the colleges that I've cited here. For instance, in KZN, it's not only Majuba, we also have Umfolozi and the other colleges that have actually given statistics and the challenges that they have within the colleges. Yeah, there are some of the matters that we if it's not a true reflection, we'll take the blame for it. I'll quote for instance, one college in Cape Town spoke about ETDP CETA certification, which is not supposed to be produced by DHET. And I know DHET has a response based on that, but we gave them the document and they realized that, oh, they're even talking about the ETDP CETA, which has nothing to do with DHET. We acknowledge that. We're saying for the past 2 years, colleges across the country, we're battling to get responses from the department in regards also not only NCCP certificate, but diploma applications. So towards the end of 2016, colleges were given a verbal instruction to hold on all diploma applications till further notice. During that time, the national office was in the process of overhauling the screening process and had a backlog of approximately 160 diplomandis. Umar Lucy and CETA have also been at loggerheads over the crisis and backlog certificates since the introduction. Seemingly, the new certificate requirements were possibly not properly programmed into CETA system to ensure the systematic certification. I think my take would be, if CETA has a mistake,
if Umaluzi has a problem, if colleges have a problem, Department of Higher Education too must acknowledge their challenges too. Because if all parties do not acknowledge their challenges and they are saying it's not us, it's them, then we are really not going anywhere. The directorate of the National Examination and Assessment appears to be severely understaffed. That's our thinking, and is currently not able to adequately cope with the demands of certification and the administration of certificates. We are, on the 22nd of May, the colleges received communication from resulting and certification unit indicating that we are busy concluding 2008, and colleges were requested to submit consolidated schedule for all candidates affected. It further stated that 2017 certificates will follow in due course. From the first cohort of students who completed NCV, as I mentioned in earlier, in 2009 certificates were not created and issued to candidates. The DHET reported that they were still in the process of procuring printing systems. In 2014, the colleges received communication that the DHET was ready to create certificates and schedules of qualifying students had to be submitted to date certificates are coming in batches of examination centers. These are, and then we have challenges for per province. For instance, the Western Cape would also say centers are unable to keep track of certification of different levels. Students have failed on numerous times and wrote during different exams. That's what Dr. Ramoroka was saying. If students have failed and passed differently, they are unable to trace or unable to produce a certificate over time. Students on higher levels are still awaiting certificates for the lower levels they completed. Remember, when you do NCV, for argument's sake, it's level 2, 3, 4. So you'd find that you've got level 4, you don't have a 3 or a 2. Even at NATED, the report 191, a person would have an N6 but not have an N4 and an N5 in some instances. So it is a challenge to get feedback from DHET regarding outstanding certificates and diplomas. Incorrect details on the certificate, students sometimes receive the higher level, as I said, backlog in printing, as we mentioned earlier. DHET is sending subject certificates instead of Umaluzi's final certificate, thus resulting in students' unhappiness as they cannot use a subject certificate as a qualification. Yeah, and that's where they even mentioned ETGP CETA has a backlog, and we are saying it's out of frustration that they also have challenges with CETA, but this is not, it has nothing to do with DHET. I think that one we can bear with the department. Eastern Cape, it says, if you read Eastern Cape, it has actually encompassed all the problems and challenges colleges have. Current students receive more attention than the old outstanding certificates, no feedback, challenges with the issuing and applications not brought to the attention of the college. Students have been waiting since 2010 for their NCV. Umaluzi and Report 191 certificates. One college submitted 106 diploma applications, only received 50. Untraceable diploma application and the host employer to assist applicants are no longer contactable. Remember, when a student finishes N6, he has to go to a workplace, a relevant workplace, for 18 or 24 months. And after that, fill a form like a logbook, where then the employer will acknowledge this is what the student has been doing over a period of a year for DHET to acknowledge and produce a certificate. So if it takes too long, you'll find that you no longer can trace the employer, and the poor student stays without a diploma or had to look for another 18 months or 24 months in order to get it. So candidates who pass one level or NATED, as I mentioned, over two exams are battling to get their certificate. Candidates whose condoms were not certificated, candidates who completed years ago without certificates were given confirmation letters instead of certificates. In 2009-10, when students were getting challenges at universities, the department decided to create a letter to say, even to employers, to say, please acknowledge that the student has completed a certain qualification and they are waiting for a certificate. And this has been the issue for long. Universities are really not taking kind of that. To say, I mean, a letter, yes, we see it, but how authentic it is, it can be fraudulent. One cannot prove that. So, declined diplomas are not communicated to colleges. We understand, we appreciate if a student has done an 8 months over a qualification that is not correct, then it can be declined. But it has to be communicated why. And in some instances, the communication was wrong. We can give evidence. For instance, as colleges, we do employ our own students in many instances to assist them. Students in finance, students in marketing, assistant management. So the department had a tendency, or they were refusing finance students and say, you cannot do your internship at a college. So it must be apparently in the financial institution or whatever. But if you go back to a college is actually more applicable because we've got supply chain management. It's big in most of our colleges. You've got your management accounting. You've got your financial management, debtors, creditors. So students move from all those departments and are exposed to what is relevant. And such students do qualify. Because in many instances, we even employ them, you know, at the end. But the department would refuse to certify them without even coming back to understand, you know, the rationale behind. It is after a meeting we had with them and a minister that we had to put it on the table. Then I would give evidence on mine. This year I received almost 1,000 certificates, which was a backlog, you could imagine. 1,000 diplomas this year only. The applications, as you say, are kept more than time specified. You'd even ask, what is the turnaround time? Maybe we need to know exactly, and it must be documented, turnaround time. Delivery of certificates to wrong centers and colleges. You know, the certificates are dispatched to campuses per center numbers. But I experienced that they would mix up my center numbers. So it means they also mix up colleges. So if it's within a center, then the center can trace it. You know, you can trace it within your college. How many certificates? What center is that? But if Ekurhuleni West College goes to Umfolozi in KZN, you imagine the chaotic, the chaos that one experiences. So they just go all over those certificates. And maybe it's out of frustration, or there were just too many, or it's inefficiency, basically, if one has to say it, in lack of a better word. Yeah. And you find that some colleges do not direct them. And the best thing would be redirect them back to the department, that the department can then resend them. The Gauteng colleges, some colleges cited that they have hardly received any NCV certificates, even those that specially applied for on-demand due to being needed for applying for internship. The number of certificates released for which the students qualify is dismal. A huge backlog dating to 2015 is still currently experiencing. In Gauteng, like any other college, I can also cite that in 2013, we were given a circular that says students that did a grade 12 but did not pass, but that have passed English, that have passed life orientation, yeah, fundamentals, they must be credited. They should not repeat them. So we did credit those students over level 2, 3, and 4. Those students are not certified up to today. So we are in a predicament. We don't know what to do with, because we led them not to do the fundamentals because they had passed them and now they do not get those certificates. Yeah, it says there was instances to where in 2017 where 206 applications were made for engineering in one college and only 47 received, 159 still outstanding. Students who completed in 2009 have not yet received their certificates, even though they passed within the same academic year. This one is a fact. You know, you find that students have not failed. I had one, for instance, who would even write the DG a letter. And I think because he was so persistent, he eventually got his certificate while he was at the third year degree at the University of Pretoria. So you imagine if he had finished, he would not be certificated. And if I'm telling you that student is doing masters now, so we imagine how we are disadvantaging students. Yeah, this is one of the protests that we had. Challenges in Limpopo, almost similar. Processing of applications from 2013 and 17, combining of program subjects, obtaining certification, candidates who passed NCV or NATED over two, you know, that's almost similar. Free State, they say all students who did not complete the level in 1 year or one trimester, one semester, not certified. Diploma applications, some colleges did not receive feedback about some of the applications that were sent in 2014. Report 191, students who were placed in finance department were never certificated, that's the one that I was mentioning, because they were placed at colleges, not in a financial institution. Some students are still awaiting replacement certificates. I mean, you imagine if we can't receive original certificates, how do we get replacement certificates? But I would say one thing amazing, if you have a student that is really pushing and you phone, there were times when we could, over a telephone, somebody could be certificated. Mm. And I said, but it means it's possible. Mm. It means it's doable. So why don't we just produce? You know, said a parent would sit in my office and say, I'm not leaving. Mm. I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, and you have to say to the chief director, hey, I'm here with a parent. It's 7 at night. I don't know whether to go. It will be irresponsible for me to leave. Can you help me? And he phones. And she says, okay, wait, Helen. And the following day we get a certificate. So why don't we just do it for everybody else? Some students are still awaiting replacement. They say some certificates are sent back to DHET because of mistakes. I mean, if they write your name incorrectly, forget that you will get any assistance. The challenges in the Free State continues. Level 5 certificates were not issued, some dating back to 2007. Criteria to issue diploma is highly inconsistent. Some campuses did not receive their certificates from DHET from 2015-17. No progress report on outstanding diploma certificates, business studies, engineering certificates. So you can actually see that these challenges are just one and the same. Northern Cape, same turnaround time issuing, it's a problem. Students who pass subject in different exam, not. The statements are printed instead of certificates. Same KZN, in a period of 2014-2016, a college received a total of 160 out of 1,210. You imagine. I don't know what percentage is that. However, in 2017, there were improvements in the diploma application process. A number of diploma were approved. As I said, for last year, I also received almost or more than 1,000. And 426 business studies certificates for all students who completed in one exam sitting are received accordingly. Report 191, there were major delays from 2016. Only N1, N2, and N4 were received, but 356 were not forthcoming over three trimesters. Furthermore, no engineering certificates were received due to alleged technical breakdown at CETA. What is the remedial? Or what are the remedial undertaken by colleges? Regular follow-ups with the department, establish the central exam office to deal with queries, there was also a pilot in colleges, four colleges in Gauteng, but that has also not produced desired results. Applications are tracked through central database kept at the college. Students are requested by the college to reapply if no response was received within 6 months. So we keep on making reapplications. Applicants are advised to find another host employer and redo training. What are the recommendations one may put? DHET to provide colleges with a dedicated personnel that will communicate regularly with management at colleges. Regular training and workshops to empower and educate TVET college management to support students when submitting their diploma applications is required. Task team to be established dealing with all backlogs. Colleges to have accurate and up-to-date records of all certificates received against students who are eligible for certification at all times. Adequately capacitate the DHET directorate to be able to respond to issues of certification examination to the TVET sector. That's the feeling that we have as a colleague, as SACCO and as colleges. I'm not sure if my friends will want to add. Thank you.
If your colleagues can actually add if they so wish to add anything that you could have left out, but you've covered your presentation. Oh, you're okay. Okay, honourable members, an opportunity for us now as members to make remarks, ask questions on the presentation. Honourable Kaula, Honourable Mwanya, Honourable Samsa, Honourable Hudson.
Thanks, Chair, and thanks to the Association of Principals for this briefing and to the department. It's a very challenge to deal with TVET colleges. Its problems that are so threatening. You recall last time when we had that delegation, we were dealing with infrastructure, and it was so sad to listen to the issues they were stating to us, issues of underfunding for years, infrastructure not being catered for in respect of maintenance, and hostels not being catered for in terms of new development and so on and so forth. And higher education, we are back again now on this issue. I'm glad we had this presentation because we have been talking about this every time we meet the department, but we did not have a full understanding of what exactly is happening. I think the ball is in the court of the department to say, what are you doing about all these things, department? Because to me, Chairperson, this points to issues of poor management. Is it understaffing? What is exactly happening? I think we need to get higher education to tell us where are they having problems in terms of sorting out all these issues, because the ball is in their court. What is happening? They must tell us. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, Chair. This is. I'm very happy to receive this. We have seen the problems, and it spans over a decade, approximately a decade. And the reality is, we are dealing with people's futures and their lives, and the ability to get an appointment to be employed somewhere with a proper qualification. Chair, unless there are compelling reasons why the situation remains with the system after almost a decade, I would like to hear the arguments why can't this be outsourced? Why does it have to take 3 months, even if a person has done the course in a minimum period? 3 months, 90 days. I would like to know what exactly the process is, but I can't understand why this is simply not being outsourced. It is clear that the system doesn't work. It's not been working for a decade, and there's such a backlog that I believe it should not be handled in the way it's now being done, unless there are compelling reasons why, if there are some failures from the college's side in providing results or whatever, I don't know. We have to hear that. But I can't see why this should not be outsourced to a more efficient system. This system is failing the colleges, the students, and it's in fact failing our country.
Thank you, Chair. We welcome the presentation, and we'd like to thank Umam Helen, Meo Itzara Gabukhale, and what you have presented to us. It has really showed passion and concern from these children. And what really hurts me, Ubuti TVET colleges cater for mostly black children. So once again, our children are being failed as usual. It really infuriates, and you come to a point where you're thinking that this is intentional, because it cannot be going on for so long. As you correctly put it, it's inefficiency. And I just want to know, is it a matter of outdated systems? Are we having inefficient data capturers? Because there's a mention here of having to go back and authenticate the ID numbers, and children have to go back and reapply. It just doesn't make sense to me, Uguti, in the last 10 years, and we're still facing the same problem. I just wish that we could have exact numbers to say, in the last decade, the backlog we have experienced so much in 2017, this is the certificates that have been issued, and this is the outstanding number, so that we know exactly what we are dealing with. But for the department to say that our children have to now, after studying and writing exams and making sure they pass, most of these children come from poor backgrounds. Now you have to go and write letters to the DG. Now you have to go and your mother have to go and make her sit in the office. Why do we have to fight, always fight for what belongs to us? It doesn't make sense to me. So I would really, really would like to know from the department, is this intentional? Are you being inefficient intentionally because it's the TV colleges, only our black children go there? What is it exactly that is keeping you from doing what is necessary? Because this has been going on for too long. We've been sitting around this table since I've been in this committee, and this has always been a problem. Something has to happen. If it is a sit-in that a parent need to do for them to get the results, tell us. Then we will go, we will help them, we'll go sit in those offices and help them both get those certificates, because enough is enough. We cannot go on like this. Thank you, Chair.
Nkosi Chairperson, mandi bulele sihlalo elithuba kwakhona ndizeke mzekweni omnye ekwamkeleni i-presentation from umama Helen, ngithanda ukubizise name. Oh, hayi ke. Helen. You know, amaxesha amaninzi mna ndiye ndikholelwe kwinto ethi i-department ngamanye amaxesha iyasiundermine okanye ukhona lo mntu angawenziyo umsebenzi wakhe. Kube nzima ke sihlalo into okokuba ndithethe ne-official kakhulu ingekho i-accounting office, umntu ofuneka ekugqibeleni a-akhawunte ngomsebenzi wakhe, because sizawubuza into yethu ngubani angawenziyo umsebenzi wakhe, kutheni kungekho manyathelo enziwayo xa umntu engawenziyo umsebenzi wakhe. I-presentation icacile and ayinazi questions kwisakho. Kangubani safuna ukwazi into yoba ngubani yena usakho. Ndiyarhalela into yoba bake bamcacise gabalala, kutheni ukuze sibe nosakho nje ekugqibeleni, umele ntoni yena. But kodwa ke chairperson ndingayanga kakhulu apho mhlawumbi if the head of department ibikhona apho bizawusiphendula ngcubhetele okanye uminista akasixeleli into okokuba kuthatha ixesha elingakanani na ukwenziwa kwezatifikethi kuthiwani nangala mntu afuna umsebenzi kufuneka iproduce isatifikethi sakhe ukuze afumane umsebenzi okanye yena igugu analo ngokube enesatifikethi xa ebonisa abanye abantwana imbeka phi nalaa mntu afundileyo chitha unyaka yokufunda ezamele into yokuba makabe nesatifikethi ekugqibeleni ukuze abe neqhayiya athi ndifundile ndema apha mhlawumbi ndingangabi namibuzo apha kubo ndingabi namibuzo kakhulu kwi-official esuka kwi-department because kwinkolo yam as i-politician ndikholelwa kukuba imibuzo emininzi ndiyibhekise kuminista okanye kumntu onikwe uxanduva lokokuba akhawunte ngumsebenzi wakhe i-head of department but ndikhavarishekile ke sihlalo ngoogxa bam aba kwezinye zee-questions kodwa sihlalo ndiyanqonela into yoba ethubeni ingaske siminvayite uminista kunye ne-head of department so that bazawukwazi ukuphendula ekhona u-South African Certificate College Principal Organization bekhona bonke because amaxesha amaninzi sihlalo kholele ukugqithiswa kwebhola umntu ayise kwekomnye ibe yiloo nto but xa sikhona apha sonke phantsi kolu phahla siyakwazi ukuncedisana size neempendulo nabe ndawuthi sihlalo akuzusincedisa kakhulu mhlawumbi i-department ke i-official ekhona mayikisikhobisele nje into yoba yintoni ebangela into yoba kube nzima ingaba laa ofisi yabo ayinastaff esoneleyo na ukuwenza lo msebenzi thank you chair
No, thank you, honorable members, for your input, which is very vital. Let us look at the scenario of universities. When you graduate, you get your certificate on the day of graduation, without fail. There is not a single student that graduates in any of the universities that is not given a certificate. And the numbers at universities are much higher than the TVET colleges. What is the problem here? And as I said earlier on, I want to believe that it will be important, honorable members, to invite CETA that is responsible for the actual printing of the certificates. But all parties here share a portion of guilt. One, when data is actually given to the sitters, there are inaccuracies that come from colleges themselves. And those inaccuracies themselves are creating a problem of the production of certificates that have got incorrect information. That is one problem. So we need to be efficient from the level of colleges themselves. And the inaccurate capturing of data at the level of CETA again is another problem. I don't know whether CETA, SITA, is understaffed or what is happening there. The dispatching of the certificate and the confusion, taking certificates of Eguruleng to Umfolozi, Umfolozi certificate to King Dalindyebo, this is confusion. What creates that confusion? People do not care about the lives of our own children. We are complaining about the fact that children are not employed. What are they going to take to the employer if you can't certificate them efficiently as a government of the day or as a department? Let me put it like that. So it's a critical issue. It is a serious issue. If we hear of stories of students that will go up to third year, still not having received a certificate for what an N6 or whatever at the level of the TVET. And President, there is one issue, it doesn't relate necessarily to certification, but it has got a bearing. The issue of NCV. What can you say about NCV? Because when we visit the TVET colleges in the different provinces, you find that there is a complaint about content of NCV. Does it need a review? Does it promote progress in terms of moving from one year to the next and getting credit? Is it a difficult kind of approach? Please do explain to us, because we do get the sense that there would be problems of content as compared to the NATED program. So I just want to get it from you directly today as to say, what is your take on NCV? Should there be a review? Should there be a simplification? So that we resolve that issue, because it is for the sake of our children. If there is a problem like that, we cannot sit here with a backlog of 2007. It's unfair. I appreciate what you said earlier on, Dihet, when you said that you have reduced the backlog from 250,000 to about 60-something thousand. But still, those 60,000 students need their certificates. They are seated, they don't know where to go to, they don't know what to do, unless a mother is honorable going, I say, goes in the office for a sit-in. Are we going to release these certificates only when parents go to offices and there's a sit-in, then a certificate is produced? These are inefficiencies that we need to attend to and correct the situation. We cannot wait for protests, then only do we react to issue out the certificate. Somebody is not doing their job somewhere in one of the institutions. It's either it's DHET or CETA, but somewhere along the line, somebody is not doing their job, and we need to resolve that issue as quickly as possible. The subject, clarify to me, the subject certificates. Do they issue the subject certificates? What do we do with the subject certificates for a qualification? Those are the issues that you need to clarify as to how do we even allow that, the subject certificate, without the entire qualification being certificated. Certification by Umalusi, the role of Umalusi in terms of quality assuring the qualification and the role of CETA, all those issues, we are seeking clarity in terms of how do you go about. I know that Udi had inherited the problem after the migration of TVET colleges to DHET, but here we are sitting with a problem where we cannot say it's the colleges, and the colleges say it's DHET, and DHET says it. We need to sit down together, all of these three components, and resolve the issue. By the end of this financial year, we arrive at a situation that says all students have been certificated whose certificates were still outstanding. Students will be certificated from now hence after completion of qualification, as universities do. Thank you. I will then stop here and allow you, Honorable President of SACPO, and your colleagues to respond, as well as the head thereafter. After your responses, I hand over to you.
I know my colleagues have an interest in some of the questions. I would also allow them. Maybe let me start with the last one, subject certificate. Why do we allow it? We should bear in mind that colleges cater even mostly for people that are working. So they may not come study and finish now. So the minute a person has finished a certain level, it is proper that the person can get that certificate. And in whatever time the person wishes to come back, then he can use that certificate wherever he goes. You know, we always talk of these nice words, portability of skills and whatever. Well, we talk of articulation, which we still do not even adhere to, but we're talking about portability, that the person must be able to articulate higher and be portable, you know, to the workplace, in and out. Those are nice words.
that we always put on the table. But if we say yes, I think it's still proper that people get those subject certificate, which accumulates into a qualification, you know, at the end of the day. You spoke of university giving certificates on the same day. We actually even say maybe universities are able to produce their own certificates, but basic education, matriculants are able to get their certificates on time. So why don't we learn from basic education? What are the systems that they put on place? NCV, I'll also leave it to my colleague. We experience it maybe differently, NCV. Firstly, I would start by saying all our curriculum need review. Even NATED needs a review. Besides the fact that it's an old curriculum, it doesn't have the practical part of component, which if it had the practical component, it will be able to leverage students, you know, to the workplace. Yeah, but NCV has an advantage because it has 60% practical. That is, a student that finishes NCV, 60% of his time is spent in a workplace or in a workshop. College are supposed to have workshops, although not funded for. I think that's where the biggest problem is. If colleges that are next to the workplace are able to get assistance better than rural colleges that are far. But if you are able, then 60%, you can put your students 60% of the time in the workplace. You can even, during holidays, expose them to a workplace. So by the time they finish the 3 years, the students are fit for purpose. But there are, yes, challenges within the NCV. I know lecturers don't like it because it gives more work. But more work produces what? Something that is better. But the content is very high as compared to the entry level. They are not aligned. The entry level, remember, is a grade 9. So meaning when you do level 2, 3, 4, it's like a high school. Mm-hmm. But a simple grade 9 student does not make it in NCV. One, colleges don't necessarily attract students that are good in mathematics or that have passed mathematics. Students that have passed mathematics go to universities. And we get those that were not able to do well. But our engineering and our finance wants mathematics. Those are the misalignment. And the content is very high. You know, especially on engineering. If you look, I think engineering, you look at IT. You look at mechatronics. You look at the electrical. The content is very difficult, if one may say. But Ms. Zungwe and Mr. Mulucha may add their view.
Thanks, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. And I think our President has covered some of the things. I just wanted to respond to a few. One was the clarification that was sought by Honorable Members to who SACPO is. Although it is called the South African College Principal Organization, it's not just an organization for principals. The affiliates are colleges, not principals per se. So we cover a number of issues that affect TVET colleges across the spectrum. And these colleges are represented by the principals. We also engage with the department and other relevant stakeholders that are stakeholders within the TVET sector as well. Now, coming back to the issues that was some raised by Honorable Chair to say, the universities are able to print those certificates. One distinguishing factor is that universities have proper systems in place, which if we look at the TVET colleges, if I take you back to the introduction of the NCV, which came at the time when the TVET colleges were supposed to be recapitalized The recapitalization was to address the issues of colleges having merged and to deal with issues of redress, because when they merged, they would find a college in the city merging with the college that is in the township or some rural town. But that those resources that were allocated for recapitalization to deal with issues of infrastructure backlog ended up being diverted to deal with the introduction of the NCV that the Honorable Chair was asking, what is this NCV? Now, we had to divert those funds to build new infrastructure so that we can have proper workshops and so forth to offer the new NCV program. So hence we have the issue of infrastructure backlog within the TVETs. But that infrastructure also incorporates the IT infrastructure, which is critical for putting up proper systems. So we then moved to NCV. And NCV, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members, was brought as part of responding to the then outdated NATED programs. We wanted something that was talking to transformation of the curriculum. But instead of transforming NATED, we went as usual, probably to some country, and then we brought in NCV. But the only things that we needed to address with NATED was the fact that, fine, the curriculum was outdated, but there were two shortcomings, was that the students, for instance, who are doing engineering, will not do any communication or language skills. They'll only do engineering and that's it. So when they go for interviews, they can't even express themselves. The other thing was that we had to deal with the issue of the digital, transformation. Those students would not have been exposed to any computer skills. Yet when they walk out of the gate, they have to go to an industry where it's, using high tech. So those were a few things that we needed to adjust within the NATED. But we went for a new, completely new program. Now, the challenge here that we are faced with now is that basic education is introducing what we call the three-stream curriculum that talks to technical, vocational, and then obviously a student can make a choice to go to university. Now, those programs at basic education are pitched almost similar level than the NCV. NCV, there are positives, there are negatives. One of the positives is that students are exposed to this practical work within the institution where they have workshops and so forth, which was lacking within the NATED programs. And that's a positive that we want. And also that they are compelled to go to industry and do this practical work within the industry while they are still within the college as well. So those are some of the positives. But for us to be able to deal with this backlog, we must also go back to the root cause. The backlog was created because of the squabbles between the quality assurers. The issue of the TEF, Malus is saying, this is not my baby, and the reason why Malus would not take this, but I think doctor would know, because the NCV required that students must do some practical, which had to be authenticated by the college and then submitted. And then Umalus would say, no, we haven't been part of that, so we can't really take that your word as colleges that this is what the students have covered. Because the Umalusi was dealing with mainly the national examinations of basic education, where people would have written examinations and said that's how they do the quality assurance. But when you have people in the TVETs where they have to go, maybe those who are doing hospitality, they would have to cook, and those work that they've done is then, assessed. So those were the differences. Now, that squabble took a while, and the backlog, we're continuing, students coming through the system, and yet that matter was not being clarified. And that's what created the backlog. Now, the main issue now was that the systems were not integrated. I think the Honorable Chair was right to say maybe even the accuracy of the data that comes from the colleges. How is the department able to extract data from the colleges, which is difficult? Colleges are using different systems, although the majority of them are using a system called Caltech, but some of them are on other systems. So how do we integrate this to ensure that the data that we extract talks to the systems that CETA has at national level? So those are some of the things that, Chair, we probably have to look at. What systems are within the colleges that deals with data, and how do we ensure that that data that is being extracted from colleges is also accurate as it goes to the national office? So, Chair, I think in a nutshell, those are some of the things that we probably have to look, and I agree with Honourable Member that it will require a concerted effort from all of us, including the department. The issue of the blame game that this is the one and that the one is not going to help us. The President alluded to the fact that we were asked to submit the presentation that was asked by the committee. And in that, the department has now issued some kind of a circular, which is trying to respond to what we're trying to raise to the committee. And I don't think that is a fair way of dealing with these matters. If they have the responses, they should be providing them here, not for us to say, whatever you submit to the committee, you must first submit to us so that we can screen it and see what it looks like. So those are some of the things that is not going to help us move forward, because the truth must be told. If colleges are not doing what they are supposed to do, let us know. If the department is not doing what it's supposed to do, let us deal with those issues in an open way, but not the way that we are dealing with matters right now. Thank you, Chair.
The head.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you for a presentation by Principals Committee. Chair, I'll start from the examination cycle, because exam does not commence in certification. I think there are many elements, starting from registration, which is very critical. You mentioned it. I joined the DHET in 2014. I come from the DB, I've got 13 years experience. So obviously benchmarking is very much important between what happens at the DBE and what happens at the colleges. And I agree that the DBE has got good systems. I was part of it. But obviously, the issue is not just the IT system, it's both systems, the exam system and respect for exam system. Exam is about precision. If you don't register the students accurately, the certificate will be inaccurate. If you register the students with the wrong name this year, the following year with another wrong name, the third year with the wrong. With an IT system we have three candidates that the system cannot reconcile. So some of the completeness tests we're dealing with in NCV is related to that. It's related to wrong savings. And another point is that there was a point in time where IDs were not required. So it was difficult to reconcile. Unlike now, when we can easily send the information to Home Affairs. I want to indicate that something, there was an intervention done in 2017 to try and address the backlog. For example, NCV backlog, there was a battle to clear it. And we need clear, accurate information from SAPO about the outstanding NCV. Because as far as we are concerned, the three parties that work together, Umalusi, remember, all of them have got systems. Umalusi has got its own system, and CETA has got its own system. The backlog for NCV has been dealt with from 2007. We acknowledge, we present to Parliament that what we're struggling with is the NHET backlog that we are still trying to address, and the system of consolidation from CETA is not functioning, but the system of consolidation for NCV is functional. Coming back to the point of elements of exam cycle, question paper development is one of them. If we deliver the question papers to each and every college using Skynet, including the permit, why should we submit certificates to other wrong colleges? Because we're using the same. So the communication with colleges does not start with certificates. We continuously deliver stuff to colleges. They arrive. But why should the certificates not arrive? There was an issue of KSD in Eastern Cape where the students were on strike. It was established that the certificates that the students were fighting against were actually in one of the campuses. The question is, why are principals not intervening with their own college managers to make sure that certificates that are delivered in the campuses do not remain in the campuses and not be given directly to students? So there are other, and I agree, we must take collective responsibility, doesn't have. The department doesn't have the energy to battle with colleges. Colleges are part of the DA. That's why we don't come, we don't want to come to Parliament to blame colleges. We want to, they are part of the, we must speak on their behalf. And we have received this report. We're going to look at the accuracy of the report. We have placed it in the bilateral meeting between Umalusi, Sita, and us. And they are looking at it. They want the details. We have sent, as indicated, we have sent, the IT manager requested me to write a letter to principals to ask the numbers that has been presented by the organization, to get the ID numbers of those students. And I indicated earlier, I come from the DBE. At DBE, one of the strengths was the coordination of all directors that we've got a committee to discuss. In colleges, we don't have those mechanisms. And I've been, since I arrived there, I've been asking, can we have, a national examination committee of regional manager, of principals? I don't meet principals as the acting chief director of exams. I don't meet them. I would like to discuss with principals their own problems, their own certification problems, so that we can resolve them. We were not meeting Umalusi, we were not meeting Sita, and we had problems. But we're meeting them almost on a weekly basis to address the backlog. And as I indicated, in 2017, we produced 230,000 certificates, 2017. I acknowledge, before 2013, there has been problems. I don't know what was the problem. There was a chief director was there during 2014, but there's been problems. But in order to address those problems, in 2017 there was a decision taken. I think it was reported to Parliament to say, CETA, the department, and Umalusi is now working together. And I just want to highlight a few things that cause us problems. One of the issues is the non-submission of marks by colleges. And I'm going to give recent examples. In 2017, when he wanted to result the students, some students could not be resulted because colleges haven't submitted the marks. We send letters to everyone, evidence of the student colleges. Please submit the marks because your students are not going to be resulted. I can assure you, colleagues, some end up not submitting marks. There are students who end up not getting the result because there is a percentage of that colleges do not know where the marks are. The DBE has got a percentage which is about 70, 75 exams, 25. But colleges 50-50. So the colleges manage the bulk of the marks as well. So we manage 50%. If that 50% is not there, we're not going to result. Another point that I also want to register is that we battle with courts, where court demand or lawyers demand that we result the students that have never been registered, but they are at the colleges attending. We do care about our students, and I hear what the president is saying. But why do you sit with a student who's registered? I've got cases that we don't even want to bring them here, that we're dealing with cases. The student's never registered. He's not in our system. But the lawyers are demanding we result the students because the students are being attending. Why should the principals allow his students to attend and not register? Is that not painful enough? Well, how are we going to be able to assist the DA if students are not registered and yet is told to attend? We are not allowing students to come to DA, but there are those who come there with their parents and the painful stories to say this student has been attending 2014, 2015. It's not there in our records. So I'm saying I don't want to go aloud with regards to some of the issues we deal with the colleges. And I want to acknowledge the weaknesses of the department in terms of the backlog. We had weaknesses, yes. We have weaknesses in terms of the IT system, which is outdated. And then I indicated at the beginning, what is the problem with this outdated system? But moving forward, we've appointed a new service provider, which is IT Resolve, which is developing a new system. And then it has started in March. And then I'm happy to say that we are piloting the resulting model, which is very critical. We doubt the accuracy of a lot of information, including the one that is produced by CETA, in terms of the backlog. We believe that because the new system is going to run parallel exams, it's already piloting the past exam to find out whether we can get the same result as CETA. And in April next year,
there's going to be a run, a parallel run between the old system and the new system in April. So it is after April that we're going to see the real backlog. But the new system at least has got the intelligence to reconcile the information, to be able to assess the situation. I need to acknowledge, yes, from the SACPO that, yes, 2013 when the DEAD emerged, you know, 2014, 2015, I think things have not been going well, you know. And that is why in 2017 there was a conscious decision taken even by the Director General to say, look, we need to know who is at fault. That is why from 2017, January, there was a meeting every week chaired by the Director General to resolve the backlog. And then the diplomas were resolved as well. 20,000 diplomas were backlogged, and then 18,000 were approved, and 2,000 were rejected. We can do well if we work with the college principals. And I'm still going to come back to say, we have close rank with Umalusi, with CETA. We want to close rank with the principals. We need a principals forum so we can discuss on a monthly basis the numbers. One honorable member mentioned the accuracy of these numbers. We all want to know, because you've got subject certificates, which we've already taken a decision that we have to phase it out, because everybody gets certificates, whether you've passed or not. You know, for example, we've got many exams in TV. I mean, we've got trial minister three times, unlike the DBE, which runs exam once a year. When you have got 1.8 entries, it means that many people are going to get certificates, because they're subject certificates, whether you pass or not. So if we face our subject certificate, then we begin to look at a person like at universities. You don't get subject certificate. You only get certificate when you've satisfied the requirements for a particular qualification. Another point is that there are changes in the curriculum where, for example, a level 2, level 3 is a certificate. That certificate will only be issued in level 4, you know, when students are going to the university. And I want to, I don't know, because there are many challenges, you can go on and on. But what I want to indicate is that we are willing to work with and take responsibility for the backlog. And I believe that the DBE, the DOE, I mean, 2007, you can imagine. NATED, I mean, it dates back as far as 1993, I mean, it's long time. And the DHEAD was not there at that time. So there was a neglect of the TVET College, even from that particular time. But some of them had hoped that once you have a DHET that is separate from the DBE, because the matric is the main focus, there will be more focus on improving DHEAD, because now it is in a separate department from the DHEAD. I'm going to pause there and indicate that certificate does not emerge from that last part or capturing of the mark. It starts from the beginning of the examination cycle, which starts from the registration, not just registration of students, but also registration of centers. You know, we've got the private centers that do, you know, register students, are not accredited, and they also contribute towards non-resulting of the students. Thank you.
No, thank you. The duty of the committee is oversight on the department. And the department is responsible for TVET as a chapter, a very important chapter of the department. And whatever happens with the colleges, very unfortunately, the department would have to take both the credit and the blame, because you are the ultimate authority responsible for higher education in the country. But I would implore that you actually thrash out some of the issues that you are presenting before the committee at the level of the department before you come to the committee. I would implore that you do that. Try to find one another on disagreements that I'm picking up and work on them, such that when you come to the committee, you would have resolved some of the issues and we deliberate over the issues that pose a challenge that would require the committee to actually communicate with the minister to attend to those. But administrative issues
that you can be able to resolve amongst yourselves. And I'm happy that you are saying that you've found one another between yourselves, the CETA and Umalusi. Because as much as there would be reasons why we did not find one another before, but at the center of our discussion is the future of our children. We can quarrel, we can disagree, we can do everything, for as long as we do not compromise the future of our children, then we as a committee will be happy because we are public representatives. When students cry, they come to us as well to say that, Mom Zwane, I qualified in 2010. I have not got my certificate. Can you assist? Because you are in the committee for education. They do come to us, all of us. They do. Parents come to us. We are public representatives. So when we pick issues up, we are compelled to come and discuss them with the department, with the minister, and with all the bodies that are involved in that specific aspect. I don't
know,
Kamisa, if you wanted to say something.
No, thanks, Chair. You've said a mouthful, Chair. You see, we are not a court of law here. It's not a question of saying, now the principals have spoken, the department have spoken, what is the verdict? We are not giving any judgment. To us, you are one person. You all belong to the department. So coming here to draw lines in between yourselves is not helping anyone. And I'm even surprised that the department is saying that it's not able to meet with its own people. You see, it speaks volumes, the way things are being done in the department, Chair. But I think your advice, I would like to echo your words to say, sit down as a family. Because it's about service to the people. It's about the future of the country. Sit down as a family and see how you resolve issues. And you see, department, what's important here is that there are two issues here in respect of this service. We have got the now going forward, which you say then next year it will tell whether there is a real backlog. But there is also the now going backwards, which the principals are saying there is a backlog. So there needs to be two approaches here. You perfect your systems going forward, but again, find ways and means of saying, how do you deal with all these problems which have accumulated over the past? And you will not do that if you don't. You see, you need to take them on issue-by-issue basis. So meeting with each one of the colleges is very important because they need to submit a case-by-case issue so that you are able to resolve. So let's for some meeting of yours, we're talking about department, principals, Umalusi, and the CETA. It's very important because it will deal with these issues, which are problems to them, which some of them, the department is denying them. But you must sit down and talk about it and take all those which are not problems out, but deal with each and every one of them. Because each and every issue affects somebody who should be getting a certificate. So we can't deny, you know, we can't just sit here and say, and decide whether it's a problem or not, having not attended to them on issue-by-issue basis. So really, Chair, I just want to echo your words to say, they must go and sort this thing out because whilst they are fighting, the child is suffering. Thanks, Chair.
Is it a response? Yeah, when the members have actually given directives, we don't counter. Not unless it's critical for you to come in and clarify. If it's a clarification, I'll give you a chance. It's clarification. Okay, you can come in.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to say it should be noted that we are employed by the Department of Education and Training. We are their employees. So we do not have a necessity to fight. We actually sit with the department. We have constant meetings with the DBG and his committee. And actually it was the late Firoz, but they are now it's the acting DBG that we put these issues on the table. And as it is said, we are more than willing to assist. And we have always been assisting on different matters. So as an organization, we found it was necessary because
we are suffer. If we suffer as individual colleges in our small corners, we are unable to deal with these issues as a collective and see the bigger problem and see the bigger picture. That's the reason we are a collective, and as a collective, we sit with the department. We actually are saying we don't sit enough. We've said it to them many a times. We actually want to sit quite often, not once in 6 months or once in a quarter, and deal with these matters piecemeal by piecemeal. As you say, there have been infrastructure issues, there are exam issues, these are only certification issues. And we understand that to maybe a new person coming to the department, these things might be overwhelming because you like a firefighter all over. But if really it's truly so, if we see it, find a direction and see how can we deal with these issues bit by bit, taking note that there are students in the system whom we cannot be failing if we take our time into doing that. I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairperson. I just wanted to note on what on some of the things that Dr. raised and clarify that may help as well with the department. It's definitely embarrassing that we are part of the same department, but we are not communicating very well. Dr. raised the issue of a college having a strike when certificates are in one of the campuses. Indeed, when there is no communication that is saying the certificates are in the college won't know. If they were not sent to the right person, then the certification will be at the college, there will be a strike, and that will be a problem. That's why it's important for the department to communicate with colleges when they dispatch something so that the college will be able to engage with them, more especially if it was sent. I have 8 colleges at Machu. If certificates are sent at Dandi, then there will be a problem. If there is no communication that is giving particular guidance on to say this is what has happened. Students are complaining. They are complaining to the public protector, to the president, to all colleges, to all institutions, and they are responding to those complaints. And when they respond at times, they are not communicating to the college to say this is what we have done. Further destruction may happen when they've resolved the problem, but because there is no communication. But we really appreciate that the members of this committee are supporting colleges. We are also very, very at a very bad position as institutions. When students are coming for qualification, they finish their program. 10 years later, they haven't received the qualification. Then what kind of an institution is that? When you walk in the public, what kind of institution that is training people but fail to produce the qualifications? But I'm sure that the department is learning from this, and we are definitely going to come to the party. We also admit the part of the blame in the equation, but I'm sure it will be less than 5% that the colleges are not submitting accurate data. Like the issue that Doc is raising of a student who may be registering and there is a fault in ID, those are the peculiar cases that can be picked up and be resolved. But the bulk of issues, where it amounts to 60,000 certificates that are not issued, are not related to the issue of registration, are related to the incapacity of the department to produce certificates. Hence, we are also admitting that we'll come and we want to avail ourselves as principals to assist in resolving the problem. Thank you.
No, thank you. I'm going to conclude the engagement because we still have minutes to pass. Honourable, so you welcome. We needed you. We really did need you to assist us with the passing of the minute. In conclusion, I do want to say that, please, to the best of your ability, and SACCO do your part. Be persistent in communicating with the department, even if they don't communicate with you frequently, but communicate with them and raise your issues. You've got every right to actually engage with the committee. We've got the right, in terms of the constitution, to call anybody in South Africa to appear before the committee. You are part of the department, but we have a right again to call you
And when you come into a gate, you come with the department because you are part of the department. You cannot come all on your own. I just want to say that be persistent, raise the issues to the best of your ability, because this is not the only problem in the TVET community. In one of the engagements, we shall not talk about the issues of infrastructure. In one of the engagements, we shall have to talk about lecturers that are not properly qualified, but are teaching students. In one of the engagements, we shall have to talk about workshops where you say NCV demands that 60% of the learning or of the training is practical, and students doing practicals in workshops that are not accredited. What is the currency of the certificate, DHET, that you produce when the practicals are done in workshops that are not accredited? So those are the issues that we need to deliberate on and raise, and make sure that we sharpen and we strengthen the system. We are from Singapore. The level of the TVET college system there is amazing. The practical side of it, in particular, is amazing. I don't know if there is a way we could actually formulate a delegation, DHET, take the college principal to that country. You learn a lot about the importance of the TVET college system. We are saying that we want a skilled and capable workforce in the country. The skilling process offered by the TVET colleges is what we require as a country. But the systems are not yet properly checked up to the level that we are very confident of the currency of the certificate that we produce. We shall have to go out and learn and see what other countries are doing. It's a very important system. That is why we are worried. That if systems are not telling, if the certification processes are delayed, and so they cannot get employment, where is this skilled workforce going to be absorbed? And how? So let's go back to our workstations, our departments, our sections, and sharpen and strengthen our systems and communicate much more frequently, not only with regard to certificates, but with all the other issues that are affecting the TVET college system, because we want it to be checked up to the level where we can all say we are proud of the system. And we want to thank the department that we've actually injected quite a substantial amount of capital as compared to the previous years to the TVET college system. We know it's not enough. We acknowledge it's not enough, but at least there was a reasonable capital injection into the TVET college system, and we want to believe that with the subsequent financial years, it's going to improve. Thank you very much for availing yourself. Thank you very much for the presentation. And continue the good work you are doing, and reduce any amount of fighting or whatever that can compromise the future of our own children. Mm-hmm. On that note, I want to say thank you.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think, Honorable Chairperson, before it will start the second section or the section to adopt the minutes, you said to me, welcome, Honorable Mushuru, welcome to assist us in making a quorum to adopt the minutes.
Yes.
I'm sure that the person who has given you my apology, he didn't give you the whole information where I am checked.
No, they did. They did say that you are held up in two meetings.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I thought maybe we'll think about that arriving parliament that said no earlier morning.
No, we were informed that you were in two meetings.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Honorable Shodi, seconded by Honorable Hassan.
The minutes are so adopted. Minutes of the 2nd of November 2017, briefing by the Department of Arts and Culture again on CREP.
No, I do agree with colleagues, but I don't know, Chairperson, somebody taking these the minutes and trying to read them will not get a sense of what the issues were about in some instances. If there can just be a brief paragraph of what the issue was about, look at the presentation there on the set of the 15th of November. The presentation by the DG on the Enyogeni president. It's just these topics that he went through. It doesn't give you the a brief summary of the issue itself. It just gives you the topic, purpose, background, about the findings. You know, if they can just be a brief summary of what the issue was about.
Maybe also they could be captured under the resolutions of the committee as to what is it that we finally resolved regarding that issue, so as to be able to make a follow up. But I do get your point. Thank you for the 22nd
November.
Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5, page 6. I think I'm over.
I move on out of the
thank you.
Second thing.
I'm sure. Second thing. Thank you very much, honorable members. Minutes are so adopted. Minutes of the 29th of November 2017. 8-1, a meeting of the Department of Basic Education. And also next one was briefing the committee. DPE, it was about the quintile system. Page 1, page 2, page 2, page 3, page 4, and lastly page 5. I seek a mover and a seconder, please, honourable member.
I move, honourable chair.
Thank you, honourable Samka.
No
one. I second. The minutes are so adopted. Thank you, honourable member. Minutes of the 21st of February 2018, it was a briefing about the Department of Arts and Culture. Page 1 on Brantford Museum and those other issues listed. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6. I seek a mover.
What is it?
Mr. Hutchins and the seconder.
Ramjodi. The minutes are so adopted. Minutes of the 28th March 2018. Judge the briefing by the Department of Higher Education and Training. Again, let's go to the Artist Convention. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. The last page. Again, I seek him over. I seek him over in the second.
I was honorable, Mr. President.
Honorable Samta, thank you. Second.
I wasn't there.
Honorable Shoji, thank you. The minutes are so adopted. And then the minutes of the 18th of April. Yeah, it was higher education annual performance plan. Page 1. It was a joint teaching with NA. Page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5, page 6, page 7. I seek a mover in a second. I remember that. Oh, I seek a mover in a second.
I move on the second.
Thank you. Second, that was the shortest. Thank you. The minutes are so adopted. With the remainder of the minutes, honorable members, we can proceed now. Do not have quorum. We shall have to complete the process of passing in our next meeting. We can proceed. Members of left. Yes, honorable wait.
Mama. I have a request. I think we are not doing justice to this minister at all. In Doyogwa Pila up, I remember we spoke about this sometime last year. We are not doing justice to it at all because we are not remembering what was actually discussed on the day. And we would really like to adopt what we remember. And so Benzela, even to the honorable members, if we have time, like yesterday there was no sitting. Can we just spare an hour or so, come sit and do the minutes and go through them properly before, not just adopt and second just like this, as if, you know, it really bothers me.
It should bother you, honorable member. I agree with you totally. But the way we have been pressured this year by the length of time in the committee, which does not give us time at the end to adopt the meaning of the previous meeting, it has been, I mean, very, very hard for us to do. I've never done this ever since we came to this parliament as a committee. My minutes have always been
adopted
in very good time.
In this committee, yes,
in this particular committee.
Yes.
But now I had this constraint of long drawn meeting well over the time allocation, and it is crazy pile up. But as you say, honorable then, I will try to see if we can get space. Right now we're not going to be in parliament.
Up to October.
So in our next meeting, we shall have to cut it so short that we pass this minute.
Yes.
Or else we shall
be make a day. Yes, make
in
a day
October.
Where we sit and deal with all these minutes.
Yeah. But
yeah,
the saving grace
is
day.
Even if it's not a day, because according to the program, I don't think we will have that day. Maybe sometimes we check. We came early, or maybe we leave late.
just to adopt the minutes.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But a proclamation is
hour
like
or so.
Can be a day, maybe in the morning before or in the afternoon before you leave.
All right. Let me explain this one, Honorable Bishop. We've always wanted to come at night and pass the minutes. But people is sitting at the time. They can't come to the meeting. They always join us as we proceed. So I'll say we've been hitting against the wall all the time. But we shall try to create time. Even next time, next Wednesday, we shall have to cut it short and continue to pass the minutes. Because really, it becomes very difficult to get a day or space to pass. Sometimes you come, you think that the sitting is going to be there, the sitting is cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not told the members that we are going to pass the minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that they are challenging. Nonetheless, thank you very much for your presence and contribution. At least we have done part of the work and we'll continue next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.